Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gil, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esr Basrachol, Shishi B'zecher Afan Yerusiv Gohan Bikarav Mamish. And we continue discussing Tumas Mikdash Gedashav. The Mishnah says Nitma Bazara. Let's say a person became Tameh in Azara. Up until now we were discussing a person who became Tameh before he walked into the Beis HaMikdash and then he walked in. Here the guy walked in Beheter, he was Tahar, and he became Tameh in Azara. V'nelam Menu Tama, and then he forgot that he was Tameh. And V'zachos HaMikdash, he remembered he was in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Nelam Menu Mikdash, he forgot that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zachol Tama, but he remembered that he was Tameh. Or Nelam Menu Zavazeh, he forgot about both. He forgot he was Tameh, he forgot he was in the Beis HaMikdash. And all these cases, Vishtachva, he either bowed down, he waited the amount of time it takes to bow down, which is the amount of time it takes to say the following pasuk from Devar Yomim, Vayichur Apayim Artsa al Ritzba, Vayishtachvu Lahoides Lashem, Kitav Kiloilam Chazdai. Or it could be they didn't wait at all and he started going out right away, but Bali Baruka, he went out the long way, not the short way, but the long way. Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. Or as Bakhtara, if he immediately started walking out and went the shortest way possible, Pater, Sunny's Pater. Now, just regarding this one specific thing, regarding walking out of the Beis HaMikdash the shortest possible way, when he's Tomei, Zuhi Mitzvah Seisha Mikdash She'in Chayav Nolea. This mitzvah saying the Mikdash that one is not Chayav for. This is talking about something called Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, where the Sanhedrin paskin something, and it turns out that they made a mistake. They have to bring this carbon called the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. And the Mishnah just told us that this din, regarding a person who becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, that he has to take the shortest route out, and the Sanhedrin mistakenly paskin that he could take a longer route out, that's not something they would have to bring a Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur for. On to Mishnah Dal, just continuing to discuss what we just mentioned, this concept of a Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, ve'izui mitzvah seh shebenida, shechayavin olel, what would be a mitzvah seh in regards to nida, this is also discussion of Tumah, that Sanhedrin would be chayav for if they paskin incorrectly, and this lines up very similar to the case of the guy walking to the Beis HaMikdash Tahar, and then he becomes Tameh, what would be the case by nida, hoy misham shema tahira, the person's with his wife, and she's Tahar, va'amar loy, and then she tells him, while he's still with her, nitmesi, I just became Tameh, uperish miyad, and he's separated from her right away, chayav, he's chayav for this, because him coming out of her, leaving her, gives him benefit, gives him pleasure, just like when he goes inside. Therefore, he would actually have to wait till he has Aver Mace, and then he would have to separate from her. And this is very similar to the case of going into the Beis HaMikdash Tahar, but leaving when he's Tameh. And so in this situation, the Sanhedrin makes a mistake in Psak, then they would have to bring a Par Helam Darvish Al Tzibur. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up with Mishnah Hey, which is the last Mishnah discussing Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, and on to Par Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, going on to discuss the main topic of the Masechta, making a Shvuah, for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.